Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, June 12th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the Wrecked Wolf Weekly AMA, short it all. Let's take a listen.
Well, welcome everyone to Wrecked Wolf's Weekly AMA. So we hold these every week. We used to hold them in the Discord, and now we're holding them in their Twitter spaces. Usually we give updates on the Wrecked Wolf NFT project. But as we don't have that many updates, I think, you know, we'll do that. And then we'll talk a bit more about the general market sentiment, the NFT landscape, and so on. So, yep, that's the agenda for today. So, let's get started. You want to say something, Bess? Go ahead.
Well, the most important news was that we changed our core business. So that is the most exciting news that happened during the week.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, we have an OnlyFans page, but I do want to say, you know, these OnlyFans folk are pretty strict. I applied for, you know, the full experience, if we can call it that way. And my request has been denied, so I have to, I don't know what I have to tell them in order for us to get approved on OnlyFans.
Can you explain me a bit better what is this full experience, by the way?
Well, for, you know, for those that aren't familiar with, for those that aren't familiar with the OnlyFans platform, so full disclosure. Okay, it was my first time, believe it or not, on the website, and I thought it was really good. Like, they do an excellent job. I mean, not the content, but just how it's presented. It looks really fun. So it's like a Twitter Spaces, but with these, you know, kind of adult stars. So it's very interactive. There's a big social dynamic, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of content there too, but I think it puts a lot of fun. It's not just like I'm gonna go and check out this video and done. There's a big interaction portion to it, and I think that's really well done by them. So it's kind of like a mixture of social media plus content, adult content. So anyways, that's kind of the experience and how these people make money, right? Well, everybody I think is familiar. You have to subscribe to their channel, and then some of these subscriptions are paid for. So that's the model. And we decided to do that as a joke, obviously, and as a meme. But we read in the news more recently that, you know, Netflix was losing subscribers, but not OnlyFans. So their business model is working very well. So we decided to create our own Wrecked Wolf account. But in order to have like all the perks, such as posting, I said, it was kind of like a Twitter, or having subscribers, you need the KYC. So I KYC'd and they still denied, you know, kind of the request. So kind of working on that, hoping we can get that solved.
I mean, you saw the profile picture, so I can also understand why we didn't pass the KYC. So.
Offering something unique to them. I don't know any NFT project that has a OnlyFans page. So, you know, they could, this is a business opportunity for them. They have to explore outside the boundaries.
I mean, I really went on Random Earth, and then I filtered the poop chat, the rotten teeth, and something else, and then it appeared that beautiful PFP.
PFP is perfect for that page. all right. So
just to conclude this part, so don't take it too seriously. It was a joke from our side, so it's more for memes and also to cope a bit with the market. So it's not that we are doing crazy things. We are just trying to meme it a bit.
Yeah, don't worry. or do worry. So just to kind of give another update, something on a more serious note. So for when you will be able to remint the Wrecked Wolf collection, actually, you know, I don't want to give too many promises, but everything should be ready next week or next weekish. Can I go with that? The contracts are done. I think there's a Certic audit going on. So once it's audited and done, sometime next week we'll have like a formal date to announce. Again, I don't want to overpromise, but next week or the week after should be when you guys will be able to remint. And, you know, initially we said gas fees might be like $10, but now I can, you know, go for $2 with the market that we're having right now. Like, the network is not being used at all. I think I've seen like 15 Gwei this morning. So you probably can mint for like $3. So anyways.
Yeah, that's not a joke. As I was texting in the Discord, that I was able to bridge some Ethereum to Optimism for like, well, less than $2, and that was really amazing because I tried to do the same like a couple of weeks ago and it was more than 20. So yeah, probably it was only me using the...
Yeah, you're probably the only guy that bridged to a layer two when the network is not even used on the layer one. Anyways, so that's kind of the update for the Wrecked Wolves. So expect to be able to remint next week or the week after that. And you'll have, again, as we said, a pretty nice window to remint. For the Trippy Wolves, we've had some discussions internally. I mean, again, the market is the market, and you will unlikely find exit liquidity for your Trippy Wolves as of today. I'm not sure. You can see even the top blue chips are kind of struggling to find that volume. So really, there's no rush for us to kind of roll them out. And maybe it would be even wiser to roll them out on a different chain where we're still kind of, we had that plan of kind of rolling them out together, but now I think we're going to be a little bit more patient, but obviously we'll start collecting the addresses and compiling everything together once the Wrecked Wolves are minted. So that's for the Trippy Wolf. Okay. Bess, do you want to add here?
No. So here, more than for the migration of the Wrecked Wolves, for the Trippy Wolves, I guess everyone would like to see a bit more excitement, a bit more volume. So to also to feel the pleasure of a mint, and in this case we'll have to be more patient and to time it quite in a good way, because the risk it is if we just place the mint in a random date and then the market is dead and no one wants to mint it, or no one is interested, or literally the people don't want to see the crypto, that is a wasted opportunity. So as Berserker said, we'll collect the addresses, we'll prepare everything, and then we'll be patient to see how the whole market evolves. And if we see a downturn and that the things are recovering and we see an opportunity, then we are doing it.
Yeah, I think it was pretty similar. I don't know if I think most of y'all are first, you know, minted Wrecked Wolves. But we had a pretty quiet time on Terra for NFTs. And then they kind of started popping, I think, end of March. And that's where we kind of announced the Trippy Wolves. And then that gave us some really big volume, you know, the wind in our sails for the Wrecked Wolf collection to really take off. It was at 3 Luna, and then it hit like think 20 or 25 Luna, right? So timing is going to be important. We don't want to just kind of launch a collection and no one cares. It would feel like wasteful. So now we're kind of focusing on consolidating Wrecked Wolves and what we can do as a NFT project without just launching more NFTs, right, or diluting the supply. I don't think right now is the time for that. Okay, cool. So those are kind of the short updates. Obviously, be on the lookout for partnerships. Had a cool one with PS Labs. I think we kind of did that giveaway. And a few more in the pipeline. Obviously, the partnerships there are always important to increase the exposure of Wrecked Wolf and those projects. So it's kind of in our mission. But that's about it for, you know, in terms of updates. If you have any questions, again, please feel free to request to speak.
Yeah, there is still probably one ongoing, if I'm not wrong, the Cognitive Arc. So check them out. We are still having the wise list for them. So it's on our Twitter. So check them out. And also later in our Discord, we'll have also for our community the white listing spots. So that is ongoing at the moment.
Yeah, it's true. And we have also the Oleans, which is the Optimism free mint. We have a few white lists for our members as well to give away. So anyways, we're all about the free mints now, but it seems like even those aren't performing that well. I guess we can talk about the market. That's going to be our next topic, or how we see the market. Best, do you want to do a small recap?
So from where we start, probably from the general market, I would say that in the last week we saw something not strange, but quite painful for the whole market and especially for Ethereum, because usually it's the coin that together with the Bitcoin that holds the most. But in this case, out of the top 100, suffered probably the most versus the other coins. And there are some reasons behind it, so more reasons than one. And it was everything together. As you know, that last week they had the merge on the testnet on the Robstan. And initially it was successful and everything was working, but lately they discovered some bugs. And after they discovered those bugs, there were rumors that they will postpone the merge of the Ethereum, like probably to next year. But those were rumors, so we still don't know about it. This was the one thing. Plus to that, we have overall another big selling pressure coming from Celsius. So as you know, Celsius is now quite in difficult, and they are holding a lot of staked Ethereum that are the ones coming from the Lido protocol. And as they are facing now almost like a bank run, they're holding a lot of staked Ethereum. We saw also a kind of depeg of staked Ethereum versus the Ethereum for the first time. And it's not that it has to be pegged. It is just that you, with those staked Ethereum, in the future, you'll be able to redeem one-to-one your Ethereum. And that was a second thing that contributed to this. And plus to that, we also got the CPI data about the inflation from US that were higher than expected. So all these things put together brought us where we are today versus 1 week ago. So even more to the Goblin Town, I would say, in this case. And Bitcoin actually hold Ethereum not so well. I will not speak about the other coins because they are literally destroyed. So that's it. So that was from a more an overall market overview. So if you're wondering what happened exactly to Ethereum, why went down so badly, because a lot of things put together and a lot of FUD and a lot of rumors and a lot of selling pressure all together. And So and if I'm not wrong, actually we reached the all-time high from the previous market cycle, right?
I don't remember.
1,450, 1,480. So
there we go. you forgot the most important part, Bess, I think, from why Ethereum is down. It's because they know we're moving there next week. every chain we go to completely implodes. So. It all makes sense to me.
Exactly. Yeah, now it makes sense.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess we'll try to find some good news within there. in general, the market's pretty bad. And surprisingly, I guess, last year, we kind of had that downturn as well. It wasn't as bad, obviously, but we had the May crash. And then I think Bitcoin went pretty low, same type of 28K, right? And ETH was maybe 1,700. But there weren't maybe these global kind of hurdles or really kind of recession type signals. So we had the nice JPEG summer for NFTs last year, but this year it doesn't seem like the JPEGs or at least on Ethereum are picking up. Because if you're looking today, I mean, Bored Apes, I think they're at the lowest they've been in a while, right? At 87 ETH. Same for Mutants, and really you can see the biggest volume is in the big blue chips now. So people are kind of slightly accumulating, but there's still not that much volume. So I think a lot of people are just exiting or just selling, their NFT and selling their ETH at the same time. But hopefully, there's some good signals too, right? So for the Bitcoin, I think there's some good accumulation signals. We've seen, I think it was Chubby, or I guess I read that as well, that the hash rate is at the highest it's been. On-chain analytics show miners have pretty much stopped selling Bitcoin. And, so the accumulation kind of has started from there, or maybe they're just looking in to get a better price. So, not financial advice, but eventually there's going to be a bottom there.
Yeah, that might be. And another interesting trend in the NFTs, as you were mentioning about the Bored Yacht Club and the other projects, it is that for the first time since weeks, we can see on Ethereum a complete reset in the volume. And if you take the top five projects in on OpenSea in terms of volume, you can see clearly that even if with low volume, the blue chips or the historical Yuga Lab and also Moonbirds are leading the way. So no more all those strange and shitty NFTs that we were used to see in the last 2 weeks with strange names and so on. And that's probably a clear indication that the free mint season might be over. I don't know if it will continue like the last 2 weeks because the first days was a bit more easy to pick up something and then to resell it or to make or to recover some gas money. At the moment, out of five projects that I think probably four, I'm totally in loss. So I just gave up at the moment, and it's I'm not sure if it's worth it. So it's a total reset in the NFT, I would say, and the blue chips came back, and probably they might recover if they will recover.
Yeah, we're hoping for that. So that's the Ethereum NFT scene. So I guess other than accumulating the blue chips, and that's if you get in at a really good price, not financial advice. There's these free mints haven't been very, like Bess says, we haven't had many hits on free mints in the last week. I don't think there's anything that really popped, or I guess the last 3 days. But we are exploring different markets, as we always do on Wrecked Wolf. And I do want to talk about Stargaze, if you want to talk about that, Bess.
Yeah, so probably the biggest news for Stargaze, it is that Hero will launch a collection there. So not their original collection, but like a secondary collection on Stargaze. And that for me is promising. So it might bring a lot of attention. And why? Because Hero has a community on two chains, on Terra and on Solana. And that's a big community, because it's a 10K, more than 10K, or it's 10K. 10K, 10K,
it's 10K.
Okay, yeah. 10K profile picture, which with people on both chains, and that might attract a lot of new people on the Stargaze network, because Stargaze has a lot of collection that they literally launched before even the marketplace, and the infrastructure is there, everything is there, but what probably it's missing are new people with some money, and also with some people that could bring a bit of excitement and also a bit of volume, and especially some big project that can bring a bit of more experience there, and that's a first sign that probably Stargaze is moving on Stargaze, in my opinion.
Yeah, interesting. Oh, Jans, go ahead.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for bringing me up here. What about Asset Mantle too? Because that's like a new project on Cosmos. And I see that they just airdropped to OpenSea too. Like, I'm not talking about buying, but like, what do you think about that marketplace?
Which one? Sorry, could you repeat it?
Asset Mantle. The ticker is MNTL.
To be honest, I don't know it. Do you know it?
If you're in Cosmos, you probably should claim that airdrop.
Yeah, it's a Cosmos based marketplace, best. But I'm not, you know, I don't know how many users they have right now.
Yeah, I would assume it's close to none. Because, like, NFTs have, like, crypto in general has kind of disappeared, and then NFTs are a completely different story. Oh. And not to mention, there's like that's the third marketplace in the Cosmos now for like NFTs, or that's gonna be the fourth now, because Osmosis is gonna have NFTs now too.
Yeah. Okay, really interesting here. The Osmosis NFTs. Yeah, obviously Osmosis didn't have a nice week either.
Oh yeah, 5 million 5 million exploited.
It's a different story.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I kind of like the way they handled it. Like, that was really quick. Like, I feel like, like 5 million bucks is nothing compared to like realistically what could have been taken.
Yeah, a few hacks, right? It wasn't too bad, and the Optimism one I think was only for like 2 million. The guy gave back the token. So anyways, a few mini hacks just to spice up our life. But back to the point of Cosmos-based NFTs, right? So, you know, Stargaze was a good one, right? Because they're like the NFT chain. And I feel a lot of Terra folk merged there. But now there's competition. There's, you know, Asset Mantle, one, two, Osmosis. But Osmosis, from what I heard, is going to be more utility-focused NFTs. So kind of like, you know, yield boosters, not PFPs or games.
Yeah, I kind of figured it's only, like, you're not going to be able to launch any NFT really on there. It's just pretty much the Osmosis team that launches them, I believe.
Yeah, so that's fine. But I'm expecting some sort of competition to Stargaze from, you know, other Cosmos-based chains. I know Secret obviously has them for a while, but they have like their niche of, you know, they're kind of like a privacy chain. So it's kind of, they have their competitive edge there. But if more launch on Cosmos, yesterday we minted Juno Punks. So, you know, kind of Juno's picking up on the NFT scene as well. So I don't know, maybe it's not that great to have that many, you know, Cosmos-based NFTs. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing because we clearly, like, no other chain other than Solana clearly doesn't have the NFT hype. Like, it's very noticeable.
Yeah, because there's a lot of folk from Solana that have just kind of, they came from the Ethereum scene, right? So they have that NFT culture, I like to call it that way.
Yeah.
But really degen NFT culture.
Pretty much, yeah.
Compared to, you know, people that onboarded on Cosmos, more likely, you know, they like the chain for the, you know, the tech, osmosis, they like the interoperability, but from a, I guess they came from a DeFi landscape. If I can claim that, I don't know if that's accurate. That's how it feels.
I agree with you when you're saying that there will be a lot of competition and then there are things that are moving around Stargaze. And they have now also another opportunity, and that opportunity is called what happened to Terra almost one month ago, and the fact that the NFT on Terra was quite developed compared to the other chains and also compared to the whole Cosmos ecosystem. And all those people that were before on Terra, it's not that all of them, they gave up on NFTs or that they will not invest in NFTs or they are not searching for opportunities. And here is coming a very good opportunity for especially the existing marketplaces, but also for Stargaze to attract a bit of those people and also projects. And you know, it can be both an opportunity, but also if the whole Terra community if they will not be able to attract enough from the ex-Terra community or from the other chains enough people, and all that volume or people will be distributed among, I don't know, the Cosmos or Osmosis or even Secret, then it will be a bit wasted as an opportunity. Because, you know, in order to have a really interactive and a good NFT space, you really need that kind of volume that allows you to have different projects during a week, to have enough enough opportunity to resell on secondary market. And if there is not enough that volume, then it will never pick up. And now probably they have the best opportunity and they don't have to waste it.
I want to talk about the title you got here. Is anyone actually shorting this market?
Where were you? We're very, I don't know. We had someone, okay, let me just take it back. One. We had someone in our chat and he got a little attacked. You know, it's always nice to have healthy debates. He said, exit the market 3 months ago, I think, before the Terra crash, right? Remember that? He was like, man, this is all going to shit. and he was right.
Yeah.
But, but now, you know, we're not offering financial advice. And whenever we say to do something, usually the opposite happens. So when we say short at all, it actually means, you know, it's going to pump.
Yeah, we're probably bottoming soon. But someone I've noticed that has been very consistent in calling the market is Marin with astrology. If anyone's noticed that, she like does some shit with the stars or whatever, or like she literally trades based off astrology. And back in the Solana conference, sometime last year, she called May 10th the day, like, the entire Terra ecosystem collapsed. Like, she called that, like, 5 months in advance. She said, May 10th is not going to be a good day. It's like, do it you what you will with that information. But she said, personally, she's shorting. And then an entire ecosystem collapsed.
I mean, sometimes I know people that are comparing technical analysis to astrology, so I wouldn't say that she's doing something different from the other guys that are drawing lines.
Yeah, that you know, I'm really, I also compare it to astrology. I'm not too much into this, the TA. I can understand there's a science and maybe some people are right, but it's just, you know, there's so many cases of correct, but there's also so many cases of going wrong. So just evens out, right? I don't know. So short or long, I have nothing to say, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely good, like, tokens that are just being printed a lot to short. Like, GST and GMT have been the best shorts ever this market.
Anything inflationary, right, has been just, you know, wrecked totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, your tokenomics suck, man. So.
Yeah. It's like you're going to give people $50 every day to go on a jog, and you don't think they're going to sell it. Like, A, you're printing these tokens when they run, and then B, they're selling them right away. So it's just an increasing supply and increasing sell pressure.
Yeah, for sure. What's that Axie token? Not the Axie token, but they have
SLP? Like
the love potion, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, right? Where is that at? That's got to be at a cent now.
Actually, I was shocked. I checked it the other day, and it shockingly kind of held on more than I thought, because I thought it would be like a big decimal by now. But what is that?
Yeah, what's curious is that the market cap never changes. It means it's just inflating the token in circulation.
Yeah,
no, SLP is under half a cent, man. It definitely went to the shitter. I remember it was like 20 cents at a certain point, and now it's like 0.004.
Yeah, I mean, that was expected, though.
Yeah, I don't know what people thought, you know. Nobody, why would you buy that? But anyways,
that's why I got excited. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of, you know, they're preying on people that don't understand the tokenomics a little bit for exit liquidity, right?
Yeah. That's why, like, right when Steppen started, I was like, this is just another printer.
Meanwhile, we still missed on 100x on that.
Yeah, we did, right?
So even if it was Ponzianomics, we still missed on it.
Yeah, everyone was distracted with Terra too. That was like kind of the best opportunity to start shorting, or like.
Yeah. Space Toads wanted to speak.
That's true. I agree with you.
I agree with you, Space Toads. Edwin, you had a comment?
Yeah, I had a comment. I requested to speak. To say that whatever Dan's was saying about Marin, I agree with it. Like, everybody does their own analysis. Ultimately, they predict what the market participants are going to do. Like, it's ultimately the behavior. And she seemed to be pretty accurate. I'm not someone who believes in astrology and stuff, but she's pretty spot on. And she has predicted another date in October. But because we all know that date, now it might stop working.
Yeah, that's literally exactly how it works too. Right when everyone knows about these things, it stops.
Yeah.
So what do we do, guys?
I honestly like. Yeah.
I think the thing that is that always works, as Howard Mark says, there are always market cycles. So there is when the market goes up, it'll eventually come down, and when it comes down, that's the time when you want to get aggressive and invest a lot more, and then it'll pump. At that time, our natural tendency is to put even more, but that's the time when we should be selling. I think that would still be there.
So, are we saying that 3P walls in October?
Yeah, no. was the day good or?
I think I got angry at the thoughts.
Yeah, just before October, we need to sell it.
Oh, like, we should not
wait till the crash.
Okay, so it's crashing in October.
It's crashing in October. Yeah.
Oh boy.
October 5th or 8th, I'm not sure.
That's so because okay, but mi familia, how much it can be from here? Sorry.
I mean, before that, pain. We would sell it, and after the crash, we would re-enter.
Okay, so I guess what you're all saying is that there's still a long way down.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Cool. So, all right. So good to know. Well, I'll check this, Maren, out. Astrology seems as accurate as anything I've seen in terms of predicting crypto prices. But yeah, kind of to get back to the Stargaze market. So like Beth says, I think the big differentiator won't be who launches. You know, they can launch Asset Mantle or any other marketplace on Cosmos. It's going to be the one who attracts the most community through like marketing and then obviously education. So, and I think Stargaze has a leg up here because they already have a few Terra people that have joined that system, as well as, you know, kind of that greater awareness due to being there earlier than most of the others. So, but it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
And I think we saw like one planet's going to Polygon.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about that actually. You want to go, Bess?
No, oh, it's your turn. Go.
all right, whatever. Yeah, so one planet has actually been very nice in organizing this for all the Terra community. So I think they're the only ones that are offering this shuttle service. Basically, they will, you know, bridge you over to Polygon. And on top of that, they have this grant system. So I think the deadline for all the NFT projects is the 15th, June 15th. So if you're interested in shuttling to Polygon, then you can kind of apply to one planet and they'll even give you some money if it's, you know, justified. So that's really cool. That they're offering that service. I think they want to grow the community on Polygon. That's what they decided to go with. It'll be interesting to see, right, how these, I want to call Polygon, I don't know what to call it, right? It's kind of like not an L2, not an L1.
Sidechain.
Yeah,
sidechain. But also curious thing, Space Toads is having an Ictus there with the emojis.
I don't know, Toads thinks it's hilarious, right? so One Planet is offering that service, and I think they want to rebuild a Terra community. If there's like 5 or 10 projects kind of bridging to one chain at the same time, I think that has like a good chance of sticking compared to like, you know, the piecemeal of, oh, you know, Stone Ducks minted on Ethereum actually. And then another project will mint on Ethereum and then another one. So it's kind of, you don't have that momentum. And also Ethereum is really big. So you know, kind of people tend to lose that focus. But on Polygon, maybe it's small enough and niche enough for that to be noticed and for them to rebuild that community. There's good volume of NFT sales on Polygon, but the top 10 are all games, right? So it's all like play to earn, Zed Run, Chicken Derby, that other P2E game. They're all P2E games. So if you're not a P2E game, I don't know how much traction that'll get on Polygon. That's the interesting question.
Mm. And then there is another interesting feature that probably they will do it on one planet, if I'm not wrong, and that is not only bridging the whole NFT project, but also if I'm not wrong, allowing the single owners of the NFTs from Terra, for example, to bridge your NFT over to Polygon. So it means that if you have, I don't know, an ABC NFT here on Terra and you are owner of it, you can bridge it through one planet, and that's an interesting concept because it's not anymore the project that decides to move to another chain, but is up to the owner, and the owner can bridge it to the other chain. That's a quite interesting approach.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, you're deciding to bridge or not. It's not forced on you, basically, which is a good concept. But we'll see how it plays out. So a lot of innovation on Polygon and a lot of innovative people coming from the Terra community. So it might pick up as well. But from our understanding, you know, it'll be a little later. It's not as, you know, this is a big move. It's not like you're just bridging an NFT collection. It's like you're bridging 10 of them, and they have to rebuild the marketplace on Polygon as well. So it will take some time, right, to for this to happen. But I think it's a good time, right? In this bear market, it doesn't matter. Failed one. I want your comments on Kadena, because I don't know if anyone has any more thoughts on Polygon, but we can move to Kadena because we minted those bulls. I think you minted them and I minted them.
Yeah, I minted them and I found some issues in the mint. Basically, the mints were predictable in the sense that the mints were happening in alpha numerical order. So I was able to predict what was coming. And in the blockchain, I also knew what the traits were. So I told the team about that, and the team said they're going to fix it. They're going to fix it for the public mint. And before public mint, I checked and it was not fixed. So I decided to get out of my position. So I asked the team and they returned my funds. So, I mean, they did not ask for the bulls again. So I got my Kadenas back and I still hold the bulls. Probably I will donate it to some...
Well played, man. Well played.
I have to start to complain a bit more.
Yeah. So I need to donate it to someone. Rectwolf Treasury seems like a good target.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. You know, I'll send you my wallet. Oh, wait. The Treasury's wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be happy to send it. So, because like I would feel bad to make money out of it.
You know, you should have sniped them. You should have sniped the one-on-ones, right? Were there any one-on-ones? I got some... I felt like I got some good ones, but I don't know, maybe they all looked a little rare. Maybe there were some that...
Yeah, I had the opportunity to mint 4 one-on-ones, but I couldn't do it actually. Like, I was watching for somebody else to do it.
Oh, you're too honest, man. You're too honest. You should have went for it.
I knew I was going to get out because like... I felt like the team could have done a better job at fixing the issue. And even if I had bought a one-on-one, I would have felt like I'm losing money on a bad project. So I did not do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very new, right? Like, I'm not sure how many, again, collections have minted on Kadena. I think it's, you know, single digits, right? So... There's these growing pains of the mint experience. And I think they built their own minter, right? From my understanding, that's all custom made.
No, it's just a simple contract. I was able to read the contract. Like in Kadena, the beauty is if you open the Chainweaver wallet and if you just search for bulls in the contract section, it will show the 80s bull contract. And if you open that function, and if you paste it in Kadena Explorer, it will give you all the transactions that has happened for that particular contract. And that's how I was able to get the entire list of bulls. But I don't think the other two projects which were minted, I don't think it was open like this and it had issues like this. They might have taken a different route.
Yeah, interesting. I guess we'll see when we'll be able to also sell them, right? Because the marketplace is nowhere near finished, from my understanding. I saw the job offer for that, right? So it means they're hiring people for it.
I don't know. There is a project called as Babena. I don't know what it is about. Babena is a project for fixed deposits. And they have an NFT project and they are taking a completely different approach. NFT mints should not be predictable. It has to be random. So the mint experience was basically it's fundamentally wrong. So Babena has come up with some solution and they tweeted it yesterday. Because this became a thing in Cardano Bulls, they got to know that, people got to know that they can know what bulls are coming. They posted a tweet telling what they are going to do to fix that issue. We'll have to see.
All right. I guess, they're good folk at the Bulls, so I hope they figure it out for the next mint, and I hope the chain figures it out as well, because I'm pretty bullish on Cardano as a whole, not financial advice, but from what I heard and from what I saw, it seems like they're trying really hard, and their competitive edge here is that they are a proof of work chain. So kind of we'll see if when the merge happens, how people, will some people kind of revert back to proof of work just on principle?
Yeah, even I am very bullish on Cardano. That's the only blockchain that has solved the trilemma. And
I thought it was Algorand.
Yeah, man, they all have that marketing pitch. We solved the trilemma. Until I see it, man, it took me like 5 minutes to bridge from one chain to another, and it took like 2 minutes for the mint on Cardano. That's not very fast. It's like faster on Ethereum. So I don't know. They have some quirks to figure out. That was my user experience.
Isn't Algorand proof of stake?
Yeah, it's proof of stake.
Yeah. So if I think of enterprises who would want to build applications on top of a blockchain, I don't think enterprises would be happy with the security level that comes with proof of stake. That's one of the selling points of Cardano.
Yeah, but at the moment, I think that the environmental issues are worrying a bit more, like the big corporations that have to stick to the new rules and to show that they are green and that they are doing everything they can to protect our Earth. So that is another issue. So from one side, you have the security. From the other side, the fact that you are green and. Yeah, it will be interesting to see how it evolves.
Yeah, that green problem is going to be solved by miners and the manufacturers or the power suppliers. There are a lot of Bitcoin miners in the US now who are using clean energy. And that's a problem that doesn't have to be solved by the Cardano team, right?
Yeah, I mean, still, right? I mean, you can say you use clean energy, but I can definitely destroy that by saying you're using energy, period. and the pieces, and, there's a lot of equipment that goes into that, right? Which eventually you'll throw away and it's going to pollute. So anyways, I'm just, I'm not like, I have Bitcoin, I love Bitcoin, but I'm just telling you that you have to look at it from an outsider's perspective, what that looks like, right? They're using this energy and they're using this equipment and these expensive graphic card chips and so on. For what? For securing the network, but then they don't understand what the network is for. So there needs to be something there, but Cameron was telling me they have an eco fund going on and so that should be able to alleviate that pressure. I don't know.
So
in the end, I think that the proof of stake future, it's on Ethereum shoulders. If they manage to prove that the proof of stake is secure and it works, they'll open a new world. If Ethereum will fail with the merge and with the proof of stake, that will be interesting to see the whole evolution.
Yeah, By the way, guys, if anyone's on Nier, there's a Mint, right? Those robots. What is that? It's in 9 minutes, 8 minutes. So we have that in our channel. I think that's the only hype Mint for today on Nier blockchain in 8 minutes. They're 12 Nier, right? So that's pretty expensive. It's like $48, man. I'm used to free mints now, but anyways, just if anyone's on Nier, I don't want you to miss that deadline. If you're interested, it's pretty much the only thing that I think will maybe make a little bit of money if you insta flip today. All right, now that message has been done. Oh, Bess, you had comments?
No, I just wanted to ask if there's anyone else that wants to participate or to ask something or to tell us something, feel free. So as you saw today, the AMA was quite open.
Yeah, I have a question. I joined 10 minutes late. Did you guys announce the launch date of Red Wolf on Ethereum?
Yes, it's November 24th.
I mean, it might as well be, right? No, we said next week. We if it's not next week, it should be after, actually. So the contracts are done, and I think there's a cert audit going on right now, and they're putting the final touches. We're also putting the final touches. We have a really cool piece. I'm super excited about it. Oh man, we worked a lot on that one. It's an art piece, right? But it's more than an art piece. I'm already kind of shilling it. Anyways, it's a fun one.
Yes.
I think this is a perfect time for Red Wolf to be on Ethereum. You will find a lot of Red Wolves there.
Hey man, we started Wrecked Wolf, and then Wrecked Guy came out, which was a big success, right? Snoop shilled it. And then obviously Goblin Town, Goblin Wrecked derivatives that came out of that. So
and I agree. Wrecked Dragons.
Wrecked Dragons, right. Lavanna, kind of likes that concept as well. I think Lavanna said they will be launching Wrecked Dragons on Ethereum. I'm not sure if this has been finalized, though. That's what I heard.
Yeah. So I think Wrecked Wolf came before the Wrecked Guy, right?
Well, Wrecked Wolf was the OG Wrecked project. That's why we called it Wrecked, because there was nothing, Wrecked back in our day when we came up with the concept in January. But the Wrecked Guy artist, I think he's been doing art for longer than Wrecked Wolf, and I think he had that character before too, but he never launched that collection, right? So anyways, I don't know. I think the debate there.
Okay.
Yeah, like the Goblin Town, for all of them, they were waiting for this bear market to launch all those collections.
Yeah, that was good timing.
Yeah, man, and now they're going to Goblin. Did you sell your Goblin Bass? I don't want to know, but not financial.
No, not yet. I'm still enjoying the narrative. And
okay, you're still holding diamond hands, man.
Well, I mean, at this point, it's already like down 60 or 70% from the all-time high. So, I mean, everything has still to come up, and or there is like a real mega rug, and there is like the troll of the whole crypto history, or there is really something interesting to come out. I really enjoy how they are keeping the mystery around the project, and also how they are building day by day the whole story, and especially how they are building the community, an open community, not inside the Discord in closed channels, but more like on Twitter, where everyone can see it, everyone can participate, and that's a different way. And it's not that it's something that they are not putting energy. It's just they are really wanted probably to break all the rules by doing everything different from what the other ones were doing. And I'm still curious about it. So let's say, as I didn't sell, let's say that I'm holding for a long for a long period. So it's like a long investment. Let's see how it's going.
Yeah, it seems like you're trying to come up with some excuses for not selling.
Exactly. that's what I used today to explain to someone else.
Hey, hey man, whatever. You still made more than anyone. I sold for like half an ETH profit and regrets, right? It was under an ETH when I bought in. And so anyways, good times. It was a fun time. Cool. All right, so.
Yeah, by the way, because they also have dragons, so for this reason.
Oh, right, yeah. They might have, you might have goblin dragons coming up. So that'll be interesting to see how wrecked dragons do versus goblin dragons. But we'll see. I don't know if it's such a good move from Levana to go on Ethereum with that collection. I would rather have their like super nice dragons there.
But let's step back. Is the whole protocol going on Ethereum or another chain? Or
No. The protocol is going on Cosmos, from my understanding. They want Cosmos, right? Because all their smart contracts are kind of built on the Rust or Cosmowasm. So they want, it's either they're starting their own chain. I don't think that is, but they're what they're saying is we're probably going to be somewhere in the Cosmos. So that's that. Then the wrecked dragons thing is just to get more people from Ethereum to exposure to Levana, but I'm not sure that's going to accomplish that. Anyways, that's kind of the idea.
No, because my doubt was that sometimes I really forget that they are DeFi protocol, so for that reason.
Yeah, we need the leverage, right? I don't think I need leverage now, so it's fine if they take the time. All right, sounds good. Cool. So now that we spoke about, I think, all what's happening in across the multi-chain in terms of projects, anything else we wanted to talk about or anyone wants to come up and speak? Like we said, any questions from the chat as well? We used to have the chat, which is nice in Discord.
Yeah, let me check the chat in a while.
Yeah. We'll check that. It should be fine. I guess we haven't talked about Terra 2.0. I'm not sure how advanced that is, but Talos has started, right? You can already mint NFTs on Talos or Terra 2.0 if you want to do that. So NFTs are kind of live on Terra 2.0, but no one is really talking about it, or I'm not even sure anyone is trading. I think people are waiting for Randomer for nowhere to launch, but it seems like there's some progress there, as well as the emergency fund proposal that came up. They kind of want to give some money to or allocate some money to all the OG Terra projects or those OG Terra builders or Terra builders that are upcoming in order to get on it, give them a runway and let them build out, you know, Terra 2.0. So there's that too, right? And I know a few projects have decided to mint on Terra 2.0 as well. They kind of announced it post DPEG. So one of them is DPEG Nation. And there was another one. I don't remember what it was, but we were on an AMA with I think some sort of animal. Anyways, I forget. But a few projects are looking into minting on Terra 2.0 post-DPEG, as well as obviously, you know, Galactapunks kind of merging there. V remembers that project. I don't remember what the name was. I'm sure he remembers what it is. rabbits. Okay, there we go. The rabbits. Yeah, some sort of bunnies or rabbits.
Put him on stage.
Oh, maybe he can't speak. I invited him, so let's see if he wants to share some thoughts.
He talks the whole night for Binkies and cannot speak.
Yeah,
for
man. What the yeah, man. He shills the Binkies, which is a free mint on Ethereum, and we bought in. when he told us to buy in. I think that was the top, right?
Yeah, exactly. I bought the top 0.1. Exactly, yeah. 0.1.
There we go. I insta sold, right? I insta sold like at 0.05. And then V's like, oh, listen to the AMA, listen to this. And then I bought back in. And then, you know, I got wrecked too, but not that much. But who cares? Can't even join our Twitter space. He's part of the community manager role there. Anyways, so we'll let him alone.
After we accused him about Binkies, he just invented that he's at the birthday party. So,
oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I believe you. Same for Akumu's, but I bought the dip there, so that's fine. And I think they're still dipping, though. So anyways, I hope they make it. I like that project. I mean, like, the community is good. All right. Do we have anything else? I think it's good.
Does someone knows about the which ecosystem Luart will move?
I don't know if they're moving, man. They should rebrand, honestly. Like, why would you call Luart? Like, just call it something else and
cousins.
Yeah, I don't know what they should call it, but I wouldn't call it Luart for one. And oh, there's V.
Yeah, hey guys.
I hope he doesn't come with the Binky voice. Nice, yes.
I think Lua is moving to Solana.
Really?
That's what I heard. That's why I heard that they are moving to Solana. But not sure.
Okay. That's unexpected, to be honest.
But yeah, they're not going to stay in Terra. They did an announcement, I think, about a week or 2 weeks ago saying that they can't stay on Terra anymore and they're moving to Solana and they have some sort of partnership or something in place. Something like that.
Yeah, something they have to do. They can't stay in Terra. There is probably no future for them. And as Berserk was saying, probably they also need to a good rebrand and to reinvent themselves. So it's quite good.
Yeah, I don't understand why they would keep that name, right? It starts with L-U as well. So it's kind of like, you know, Luna, Luart. That's where the name came from. So change everything about it. I didn't know about the Solana thing. I know they said they won't go the Terra 2.0, but I didn't know they kind of said where they're going to go.
So they should rebrand as Luart 2.0.
Yeah.
Soart.
There's one called Solunart, or is it? No, Solunart. Anyways, there's that variation.
It should be Solart.
Oh, is Solart? Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. It's probably there I started my Solana journey.
Yeah, I don't really understand why, you know, we would need another marketplace on Solana. There's already a few very successful ones.
Yeah, they now with Magic Eden and then with the aggregator, you are probably like doing 98% to 99% of everything. So it's Magic Eden. It's already doing like OpenSea in terms of volume on OpenSea on Solana. They took over, and it will be quite difficult to take portion of the volume that is there.
Yeah, I guess it. Yeah. So I don't see the unmet need.
If you have to bet now on the Terra 2.0, do you think Random Earth will have again the first mover advantage, or the network that will launch first will get that first mover advantage?
Will there actually be an NFT community, though? That's the thing. Will there even be a proper NFT community with the volume and everything?
Well, they'll always have GPs, right? They'll always have like the punks as a seed kind of community. So that's that. But I don't know how many people are going to be trading punks if there's like nothing else to trade. I guess that's good for punks, but it'll be small community. I agree, and in my opinion, it will be Random Earth again, just because people are used to the UI UX, right? And it works really well, like to buy and sell. I'm sorry, but it was like the best platform for buying and selling.
Yeah, But what I'm wondering is that even with GP, I can only talk about the announcement after the DPEG. It seemed pretty doom and gloom because they took a massive hit and they were talking about revamping their roadmap and everything. So I'm not sure, considering that the hit that they took and the lack of funds in the treasury now, how motivated they're going to be on developing the project to the same degree that they were initially planning. And wouldn't the team be a bit more distracted looking at other blockchains if we do end up? Well, we are already in a bear market. So that's my worry. And the main thing that they did was validator staking spaceships. But I'm not sure how good Terra 2.0 will be for GPs.
No, I mean, they already have the validator, right? They have something from there. So I don't know. We'll see, I guess. Yeah.
In the end, everything depends on the Terra 2.0 success. So if the Terra 2.0 will come back alive, we'll build from not from scratch, but again, a strong community, then also the projects that are on Terra 2.0 will succeed. But everything depends on the Terra 2.0, if it will manage to gain the trust of the community or not.
Yeah, I just find it, to be fair for me, I have no faith in Terra 2.0. It gives me the same impression. Rug me once, shame on you. Rug me twice, shame on me. And that's the kind of thing that I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of people on CT shilling Terra 2.0 and saying that it's the next best thing, or it's coming back and it's going to do an all-time high of, like, I don't know what it's going to do. But yeah, I still find it surprising that people are still willing to go all in on Terra 2.0.
I mean, man, we all got the airdrop, so why wouldn't I pump my bag a little bit? And right, that makes no sense. People will show anything, right? Like Luna Classic is doing, you know, there it's a wild coin, right? There's a lot of volatility there, so there could be money to be made for sure.
I mean, like that narrative that validator is burning the Luna Sea, and everyone is delegating to that validator because they are going to burn all the Luna Sea.
I mean, if we're shilling it as a shitcoin, then I understand. I mean, it works. It has an amazing UI. It works. And if we're expecting to be rugged anyway, then that's fine.
That's not the case. You know, everything changes now, and probably have also to change our expectations about Terra 2.0. We went from going to, okay, we are taking over the whole crypto. We are becoming the biggest stable coin. We will have the most locked value to now just being probably one of the Cosmos chains that will have to chase a bit of money, also to chase a bit of community. It's changing differently, and probably the difference it is 10x, 20x in terms of everything, in terms of money, in terms of people, in terms of also big investors. And that's the thing. We really have to lower down our expectation. And even if we will like to stay on Terra 2.0 and also to see it succeed, literally for the sake of our mental health, we have to lower down our expectations, because the things changed, and in the next 1 or 2 years, the big changes we will not see, because the big money, they will come back only if a miracle will happen. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, when the pump was happening to $10, $12, I think it was a listing on Binance or something, and everyone was just going crazy on Twitter, and they were saying, yeah, we're going back up. But then it just dumped again after some people got their exit liquidity.
Yeah, that's a classic pump, man. You know, when it goes up, you shill it like mad. It's not, you know, it's normal crypto. It's just a regular Tuesday.
Yeah, no, that's true. Anyways, has anyone else bought some binkies? Let's pump that to 0.1. The team needs exit liquidity.
Please, I need some money. when do you organize another AMA? So I can sell it before.
I'm not organizing any AMAs. I think I did two for them, and then I don't know how they were doing things. It was just a bit weird. And then out of nowhere, I saw they hired someone as a community manager, and they gave him a one-of-one, like they bought a one-of-one from OpenSea or something, and they just gave it to him. And I was like, that was weird. I don't understand how that works. And I went and checked his chat history in the Discord, and he wasn't even that active. And I was like, that's really strange. And I thought this might have been a cousin scenario or something, and I've not really been involved after that.
And so you find everywhere the cousins.
Yeah, man.
Well, there's cousins everywhere. There's cousins everywhere.
That's the new narrative too, like the new rug narrative of Freeman, the CCO, right, or CC0, and no roadmap, just art, and then they just print it and then they just leave. But these guys have been around. They've been, you know, kind of continuing with the announcements at least, so it's not like a total rug, but very close to that.
Yeah, I mean, Binkies, those guys are actually active. They are quite engaged. I see the founder, he was very, very active and engaged in the Discord and the chat and everything. They're actually talking about starting some sort of Binkies Academy or something to help people get a better understanding and idea of the things that they can do, and they would hook them up with the resources and everything so that they can make the most of their Binkies. So they're still quite active, engaged, and involved in the project. It's not, I'm not planning on selling mine anytime soon unless someone wants to buy one for 0.1 ETH.
You know, the most interesting one was when he organized it, AMA, and then he organized it, then he invited the team inside it, and then he asked them a question. The question was, okay, I saw that you declared that you want to educate the people in this NFT space, and I wondered how you are doing it, and the team as an answer was, yeah, we're organizing AMA like this one. So basically, they literally took over his AMA as an answer on how they are educating the people. So, and there I just disconnected.
The voice really did it for me. So anyways, that's kind of that was my red flag. But no, that they've been good. They've stuck around. PBR and I minted the end of Satoshi. I don't know if you're familiar with Satoshi. He was the guy that made the art for MFers, which is a pretty big project on Ethereum, and a big memer. He did a lot of memes. I think he had like 200,000 Twitter followers, and we minted his project, and it was just like end of Satoshi. And we thought there'd be a reveal, but there's still no reveal. So we just minted that. I think he made like a million plus on sales, and he deleted his Twitter account. So I think he just rugged us. Nothing happened from that, man.
Man, I literally sent you a DM by asking, shall I buy Satoshi or not?
Yeah, I told you not to, right? I don't think I told you to buy.
Man, 2 days later, they rugged.
I mean, he said he was going to rug, right? He said, I will delete my Twitter account and this is all you're getting. For some reason, we expected more. So, anyways.
You are not helping here because you are declaring it every day in Direct Wolf Discord. So,
should not advertise that.
By the way, I was just wondering in regards to Ethereum, and well, especially in regards to Solana, because they have the strongest NFT community. Obviously, the top for them was the Trippin' Apes Mint. And then with D-God's, their floor went to around 400 Solana. And I'm interested whether they're still going to go ahead with the Duffy's Mint, or whether they're going to change anything or not. It would be interesting to see. And I think for Ethereum, definitely this shit NFT mint was definitely the free shit NFTs mint was definitely the top. But for Solana, I'd be interested whether DGods are going to continue with the Duffy's Mint or not, because looking at the volume and everything, it's quite poor these days.
They have mainly a problem, and that is the token behind those NFTs. It is the Sol token. And as you know, the Sol token in the last couple of weeks went literally down a lot. And a lot of people are trying to exit the NFTs because they are afraid that the token will go even lower, even more down, because of the recent FUD and the recent technical problems of the whole chain. So in my opinion, it will take a bit of time until there is a reset also there, in terms of expectation, in terms of volume, in terms of people that want to mint. Because, you know, we got when it was like probably 2 weeks ago, or when it was that Elio Trades video about the Solana NFTs that they are taking over, and then they are taking over Ethereum and the opportunities there. Probably 2 weeks ago, that was exactly the top, when the Solana volume was at the top and then the Ethereum one was at the lowest point. And there we saw literally from there only down in terms of volume and everything. And now all the projects that are coming into the ecosystem, they mint out, but they are doing crazy volume in the first 2 days, and then they are dying. And I don't know. So also there, probably they will need a bit of a reset and a bit of more quality, a bit concentrating more on communities and not on flipping the coins, and not on the initial 2-3 days volume, because what we saw in the last month was quite crazy in terms of action, and then also it was not healthy, in my opinion.
That's the interesting thing, because the projects are minting out, the teams are getting all the money that they can or that they wanted to get, so they do have the funds to do something with the project. But it's just the community that obviously don't have many high expectations and are just trying to dump the NFT and get the exit liquidity. But the teams, they definitely do have the resources if the projects do mint out, and I guess in the long term they should be able to make something of it. They shouldn't be disappointed by the floor price, because the floor price is relevant because they'd get better royalties. However, if they getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, then that shouldn't be the concern. For example, Okumu on Ethereum, they probably made more than a couple million dollars at this point. So they should be fine.
Yeah, and you know, there is also a slight difference between the Terra community and the Solana, is that if you are not in the top 10 or top 20 projects on Solana, no one cares about your utility. So it's not that if the team got the money, then the community around the project, they will stick around because they will trust in the team, or they will build around it. It's literally, there was the season of flipping all the new projects. So after the OK Bears, everything that had that narrative or something that it was looking promising, everyone just wanted to mint and then to flip it. So even if the team made the money, okay, that does not help, because the hype that was built around the project was built around the possibility of flipping those NFTs and not about the possibility of building around the project. And that's a big difference, because it's not any more healthy there, and they will need a reset there, unless they are keeping from one side doing all those projects in which like on Ethereum with the free mints, in which no one cares if those mints are going to zero, so everyone is minting then trying to flip it, and then they are going back to the blue chips. And then on the other side, some blue chips are appearing. But if not, then that's just not healthy.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense. And I guess even in Terra, like you said, I guess it's the flip culture everywhere, because even Terra people only bought, when people bought Hellcats and they bought them cheap, or when they bought GPs cheap, they bought it because they had that faith or the belief that the price is definitely going to go up and they're going to be able to flip it for a much better price. And if the community doesn't think that there's going to be that hype or that kind of price second behind it, they'll leave it.
So all the GPs that I bought in order to flip them, I was in a loss, and the only ones in which I invested and then probably I was supposed to make some money were the ones after I started to stick around the project and also to build around it. And yeah. But yes, that's an irony. Also on Terra, after March, was those new projects that were coming. There was volume around, so everyone was minting, but then like 2-3 days after the mint, everything was going down. So for example, Lunita or other projects, you saw how much hype was around. The floor price was going up like 5, 6, 7 times, and then after 3-4 days, everything was back to zero.
Yeah, 100%. I think it was the Hellhounds mint that did insane amount of volume, and I think that was it. It was the Hellhounds mint, and then there was the Terra BS FUD, and there was Lua, and I think after that it was all downhill.
Hellhounds and the end of say staking was the top.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. But you know, it's normal that people buy NFTs to expect a return. I think it's just the time frame that some of these returns are expected is just completely crazy, right?
Yeah, it's normal 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, but it's not normal 24 hours.
yeah, that's definitely not normal. But if you know, see some... like you say, they have the funds, right? It's just they're going to need to put out, you know, some of that next roadmap, that piece from the next roadmap for the next pump to kind of happen. Even if you remember Wrecked Wolf, right, we were at pre-Luna for a pretty long time. I think we had a few weeks of consolidation after mint. I think it was like pre-Luna, that was kind of our price, 3 or 3.5, which was like 50%.
2.1. I bought at 2.15.
You bought at 2.1? 2.1, yes. Is that under mint?
Yes, no, I bought at 2.1.
Oh, that was the lowest one, right? You really sniped that. But anyways, just saying, right? It needs some consolidation. And then afterwards, when the project starts to put out some new pieces, then it kind of starts to pump, right? We kind of had like a few announcements, the Trippy Wolves and, you know, kind of continuing the educational piece, Will You Mint and things like that. And then people kind of see the value in there. But initially, they're just going to flip. So... because you don't know, right, if the project leads are gonna use that money wisely and execute on the roadmap. I think Akumu is different because they're already like, you know, that these people kind of can do things, or any like Yuga Lab project, people kind of trust them. But anything else, like I don't know, Great Goats or whatever, Trippin' Apes, you don't know the team that much to say that they're going to be successful in the next leg of the NFT project or kind of how to rehype it up. Anyways.
Yeah. You know, probably the biggest difference it is if there was enough time for the project to create a community around it. If the answer is yes, then still there is a lot of opportunity and possibility to turn around and also to build during bear market. If that community was never formed around it, then okay, even if you have those money, people will not stick around you for a long time. So after 1, 2, 3 months, they might also forget about it. And that's probably the biggest difference. If you have enough time to build that core community, I'm not saying a big and strong big community, I'm saying more that core strong community that allows you then to build around it a bigger community, then there is a possibility.
Yeah, that makes sense. What is on the is this a meme from the Satoshi Mint? I don't know who put that, but yeah.
I mean, do you still believe him that he's at the birthday party?
No, he's not at a birthday party. He just didn't want to talk with us. But now, you know, it's chilling. All right. Anyone else wants to jump in or, you know, we'll close it out. We've been at 90 minutes now. I like to keep them short. And every time it ends up being 90 minutes for some reason. I don't know. We do like a 10-minute update and then we just talk about stuff. So it's good. It's fun.
Marin will have the answer, Zerker.
Okay. We'll have to do a Twitter. Does she do Twitter spaces? I'd like that.
I don't know.
She does TikTok videos, I think.
What?
She does TikTok videos, I think.
Oh, she does TikTok. I don't think she does
spaces. Yeah, she does TikTok.
She can do spaces if she does TikTok.
She can do. I guess we can invite her. I'm not sure if she has an OnlyFans or not, but we've got an OnlyFans.
I mean, there we go. There's a connection.
But shall we release our next piece for OnlyFans?
Yeah, we should. We have a new piece. Bessa paid for it, man.
Man, I can't believe I paid for that stuff.
Paid a commission for it. You know, what wouldn't we do for you guys? I think we enjoy the memes more than everyone else. So that's good. We like Rick Wolf. I think that's important, right? All right, guys. If there's no more, feedback or comments, we're going to close this out. Thanks again for taking the time. And like I said, be on the lookout for an announcement next week for RecWolf on Ethereum coming up very quickly. And we'll have, you know, some cool things for y'all to share as well next week. So keep in touch, obviously.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the RecWolf Weekly AMA Short It All, recorded on Sunday, June 12th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopey, this a weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom, bap and rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise of the super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark. Now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. The trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kinda running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. 7 time and space, while I wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer. It might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or
gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. You
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the SafeMoon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys, I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. Terra Spaces.